A Backward Look. Now that you have read these stories, perhaps you understand a little better why we speak of the workers of the world as the true conquerors of the earth. You have seen how Thomas Edison harnessed electricity. He made it give us light, move our loads, and do many other wonderful things for us. You have read of the gifts of the forest that waited long centuries for conquering workers to find them and make use of them for the comfort and happiness of men and women. Stop for a moment and think of what you owe to the men and women who do the work of the world. It is a long journey from the wool on the sheep to the clothing you wear. Many people had to work in order that you might have your clothing, your food, your home, and the other things that make you comfortable and happy come to you because men have studied and worked to conquer the earth for themselves and their fellow men. Who are the different workmen needed to build a house? Make a list of them. What different people help to provide you with clothing? You might start with the planting of the cotton or the herding of the sheep and make a list of the workers. There are many fascinating stories of how the work of the world is done. For example, what do you know about rubber, glass, silk, coal, and iron? Do you know the true story of the long struggle man has made to conquer these things for his use? You would be surprised at how interesting many of these stories are.